Then I'll go to Courtney from KPFT.
Yeah. Hi, Courtney. Sorry. No, sorry, that wasn't Courtney. That right now we're talking.
Yeah, that was Janet. That was Janet right? That just spoke.
Janet. Oh, it's Janet. Yeah. So as for the beach umbrella analogy thing, I don't really think that that's a good representation of what we're trying to do here. It's more of, you know, it's an additional gigantic untapped resource that Pacifica openly recognizes needs to be better used. So why not also use it for this process? And that's what I'm doing. As I also pushed for movement towards e-ballots, my report in 2010, prior to the shift to e-ballots, to save money and to save trees, this is another one of those things, I think, that it would be good to better use the internet. That's the purpose of it. It's not in place of the airwaves. As for, you know, stuff on the air, it needs to be on the air. And all I can do is send it out again, make sure that I get logs and tell the ED if it's not getting aired, and enlist the election committee to help me monitor the airwaves. That's a key piece to this. You know, because it's one thing I can say something and they can say something that they're going to do it, and then if it doesn't get done, well. As for this software you're talking about, I don't run the cart. That's at the station. It changes during the week. There's somebody paid to do it. During the weekend, it's somebody unpaid. It varies. I don't hit the play button. Sometimes they get skipped. As for the actual choosing of the rotation and everything, I can easily make up a rotation. The complex part of it is ensuring that they get played, tracking them, making sure that the cards are in equivalent, slots. And what else did you ask about? I think ballot. Did you request a paper ballot? Did you cast a paper ballot in the referendum?
I always vote by paper ballot.
Okay, well then you should get a paper ballot. The paper ballot.
Right, but I'm saying they went out on.
Yeah,
the
you
16th,
haven't got it yet.
So
well, no, the postcards and the email, everything. Anyway, so you should get a paper ballot. Please contact me if you don't. File a ballot request, but you should get one if that is your default ballot. That information essentially. I should have captured that because of the way that I, do this in terms of trying to capture people who have voted by paper ballot and give them by default a paper ballot in the next process. Right. So, yeah.
Well, can I just say something about the rotation of carts? You could request a schedule from the general managers or the traffic manager or at each station of what cart will be played when. They should schedule it in advance, and you should be able to get it. And then the monitoring should be about whether that schedule was adhered to. So I'm recommending that. And when it comes to paper ballots versus electronic, I'm totally against electronic voting, period. And especially for Pacifica, but that's a whole other story.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Thank you very much. I believe I have Courtney from KPFT. And Renee, I just want to thank you for your perseverance.
Yes, I also want to say, I get it, Renee. This is a lot to do, and it's extremely tough. And so I do thank you for your work. I would like to add my issue with when it comes to KPFT is around fairness. And I say that because the same people that removed all of the black and brown shows from the FM station are the same people that are in charge of playing the cart. And right now, as far as I know, there are a large number of listener candidates as well as possibly staff candidates that have not yet created their cart. The line of communication between management at KPFT and specifically people of color is non-existent. So, you know, it just, none of it seems fair to me. I get that the ballots have been sent out, and I received mine. But, you know, I think that the line of communication between management and the listener membership, as well as staff, is extremely lacking. And because of that, breeds a situation for things to be done in a manner that is not fair. I don't, at this time, know how to correct it, but I am requesting that there be extra attention paid to KPFT because of the things that have been done previously. There are staff members who lost their audiences completely. And so there are listener members that may not even be aware that elections are about to happen. So I don't know how to tackle that, but I think that's a very serious thing and needs to be taken into account. Also, one way listener members and staff can get information at least once a month is through the LSB meeting. The last LSB meeting for KPFT was canceled, and we were not told why. So we haven't had any contact with anyone since July. I do know that there's a new general manager coming in, and that's great, you know, but, like, there's so much information to be shared. Like, how do we ensure that he gets the information that he needs to be the most effective? And I also want to add, I grew up in the Bay Area, and I live in Texas now, but even I know about Limerick Park, and I readily follow things that happen in Limerick Park. So I think a lot of people around the country and maybe even the world are paying attention to Limerick Park. And Lawrence, thank you for the time. And if you have any questions or need me to give more information, I'm willing to do that.
Thank you, Courtney. Are you willing to participate in the task force as well?
Yes, I can participate in the task force.
Okay, so when I send the information out to Angela, I'm sure I'll let you know as well. Okay. I think I got you. Thank you, Courtney. I don't know if there's anything you want to add, Renee?
No, I appreciate, you know, the comments. And, I think KPFT has been neglected for different reasons. I think it's the smallest station, and so by default it just gets less attention. But given what has happened and, you know, I think, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm meeting with the general manager on Thursday for the first time. So, I will at least be able to share with him the importance of the process that's ongoing and explain to him what his role is. And so at least we'll get, off to a good foot on this. What else? I forget what else you said. Sorry.
Can I just add one thing? Actually appreciate the YouTube channel. I don't know how much KPFT uses it, but, you know, this is another point people may not be aware of. KPFT has experienced outages for periods of time. So if a cart ran during the outage, we wouldn't know because there was an outage. So
right.
Something like the YouTube channel is a way to go, you know, it could be a good backup for somebody like me who uses YouTube anyway. I get a lot of information from YouTube. So I appreciate the YouTube channel.
Lawrence, may I ask, technical question.
Hold on, please. We're almost at the end here. I think this has been a very productive thing. I got Bruce, and then we'll close the stack, and we'll set the next meeting. Okay, Bruce. You still with us,
yeah,
Bruce?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
So first I want to say that I think Renee's been doing a Herculean task under impossible circumstances, and it's not a job I would wish on my worst enemy, and I've always said that. Secondly, I want to agree with Serene, and I think she's absolutely correct, and that has nothing to do with Renee or anybody or anything, but she's absolutely correct. Thirdly, I think, you know, in terms of the GMs and some of the people at the stations, you're dealing with playing possum and foot dragging, so you probably need to have a come to Jesus meeting between Lydia and the GMs and the relevant staff at the station. And when Renee says jump, you say how high. I would also, order that she gets copies of the station run sheets. In other words, what was played and when. Also, perhaps record station IDs, very short station IDs that include there's an election going on and here's where you go to find out about it. And finally, I took a look at the station web pages this morning, and the first page, the landing page, the very first page you see before you scroll, there's no mention of the elections. That needs to be put on the landing page, the very first page you see, because a lot of people don't go any further than that. They click on archives or shows or schedule or something else, and they're gone. And it'd be very easy to put an announcement right on that first page. And to underscore Steve Zeltzer's point, on KPFA's website, there's no mention at all that there's an LSP election going on. So that's it. I'm done.
Lawrence, quickly, a question for Renee.
Who's speaking?
Raymond.
Hold on, Raymond. Let me see if Renee wants to respond to Bruce at the second. And then we'll close with you.
The website not having any information is definitely concerning, since I don't know when it disappeared, because it was there. It shouldn't be removed. So I'm gonna have to just get on top of that. Make it happen.
Be on the first page, not further down.
No. It should be front and center, of course. Yeah.
Right on the top.
Right.
KPFA had a box.
KPFA's page used to be like that. It used to be right there. Right there. But
Lawrence put me on the volunteer task force too, by the way.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Will do.
Mr. Chair.
Hold on. I have Raymond before you. Raymond, can you make your point quickly? And then I'll go to you, Serene. Hey, Raymond.
First, just to be fair, there's also come to Moses and come to Allah's.
Okay, thank you.
Question for Renee is...
I'd like to say come to the Yankees, but go ahead.
Well, then the Dodgers. But can I, or is it possible for me to go to the ballot, you know, with my credentials, without voting, and then go back?
Renee?
Yeah. You should be able to log in, and you can look, and then just don't press anything, and just exit. In order to submit your ballot, you actually have to click through two screens. A continue and confirm. Once you've confirmed, then you've cast your ballot. But as with all other elections that I've run, if you make a mistake, you know, you can ask for a courtesy ballot reset. So, you know.
Thank you, Renee. I think that answers the question, hopefully, Bruce. Serene, go ahead. Serene, you still with us?
Sorry, my phone locked. I muted, as I always do. I wanted to suggest to Renee that on future requests to any station management, that she include this line, please confirm by email when you have done X, whatever the thing is. And that if and you might actually want to start copying the interim executive director on that. The idea that we're asking people to vote, we're spending tens of thousands of dollars for people to vote, and the flow of information is being blocked. I don't care what their motivations are, overwork, dislike of the process, whatever. I don't care. It's listener money that's being spent. Get the information to the listeners. Period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Serene. So let's set the next meeting. Renee, I was thinking of setting the next meeting for this coming Thursday, but I understand you have a meeting with Robert Franklin.
That's a bit,
the new KPFT
quick for
GM,
for me.
Right?
Yes. It's a bit too quick for me. I also need to try to keep. Yeah. Go for it.
Can you suggest
a date
and time? Yeah.
How about 1 week from today?
1 week from today, which will be Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Okay. Monday.
And I think I would prefer to start a bit earlier. I actually, you know, it's now end of business day. I it's done in terms of what I can
get
done.
Early is good for us, Renee. Early is good for us because we're on the West Coast. But the reason why I started is because some people on the East Coast work, and Texas as well.
Uh-huh.
So I was considering Central Time.
Sure.
And Eastern Time.
Either earlier or later, basically. I mean, maybe we could say even, yeah. I mean, but earlier is probably better. Yeah.
And what's late? What's the late? 4 o'clock?
Yeah, that's probably not a good time. I would say earlier is better. Say, you know, like, 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's lunchtime perhaps for some people.
That still runs into a problem for the East Coast folks and the Central Time folks. But some of them may still be working or something like that.
Why don't we put that out there? Why don't we just put it out there and see who's available?
Well, this is my experience with doing like a doodle thing is that nobody responds. But people do respond if there's a day certain. So why don't we do Monday at 9 a.m. PST.
Okay.
Which will be noon EST and 11 Central Time. Okay.
So I'll get
it posted. Go ahead, Serene.
Can we just agree on the day of the week and do a poll for the time of day?
Well, my experience, which I'm going to think that it has been your experience as well, Serene, is that when you do a poll, it just gets too convoluted. I think setting the time certain is that's a pretty good practice. People will call on the time.
Yeah, I think, and also, you know, two and a half hours is a bit much. I think we need to be a bit more efficient.
No, this was because we've been waiting for you.
Yeah,
for so
no,
long.
I understand. It's the first
so
one.
This,
it's the first one.
Yeah, really appreciate it that you did give us this time. But
no, of course,
that's
my job.
Yeah. Thank you so much. If Serene, I'm thinking that that we should do the time service for Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and noon your time and 11 Courtney and Angela's time.
I would defer to whatever I would defer for whatever works for the young people in Houston who are probably not like the rest of us old people everywhere else and may have a more demanding schedule like jobs.
You know, I resemble that statement. Anyway, Courtney and I am young at heart, believe me, I'm a young lord. Courtney and Angela, what say you?
Janine, to the start, too.
Oh, Janine, okay, go ahead. We're still here, Janine.
Hi, this is Courtney. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So we're thinking of calling the meeting, next meeting, for 11 o'clock your time, Central Time. Can you do it? Can you and Angela do it? Or
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Yes, I should be able to do that.
Okay. And would you get in touch with Angela? I don't know if she's still on the call.
Yes. We had each other on another line, and then I heard you mention our name. But yes,
okay,
I will talk to her.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess that's okay. So we'll stick with that, unless there's any serious objections.
We'll try to keep
the meeting to our 15 minutes. Janine, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask if Renee could, in that week's time, get reports from all the GMs on the carts that have been played in the past and the schedule for the future. And that gives them a timeline, a date to submit them by.
Renee?
I mean, I can ask. All I can do is ask.
Okay.
Yes, I can ask.
Well,
you know, my mother
I guess
was
that
saying,
brings up an, that brings up another question. Who
yeah,
has
I,
the authority
I,
to make
I,
sure that
you know,
they're doing this?
I have authority, but I have no teeth. So, you know, it's kind of like the UN.
She's like a tiger without any teeth, Janine.
Can I have a motion? Can I put a motion that we request that both she and the I...
well, we could see
executive interim executive director.
Right now,
hold on, please. Let me just make a suggestion. You just made the request for Renee. We could memorialize that in an email to both her and the IED. That would be my suggestion. To mitigate having to put a motion forth. But let me know what you think, Janine, if you still want to put your motion forth.
No, that's fine.
That would be
I just, yeah, I'd like some kind of official request from the committee that
okay,
we...
Okay, so the email will be an official request.
Yeah, it'll have more weight from to the GM. I mean, from KPFK, we also, you know, we have a GM that isn't there and also is taken away with family members, and I don't even really know who is in charge of putting the carts on. We don't have a program director, so you know.
Matt.
Anyway.
Matt said it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll forward that request to you, Renee, just to memorialize some of the actionable items you will submit and order priorities, the things that the task force could help you with. We will also put together some items that we're concerned about. Is that a fair request, Renee?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. And then I would like to ask the Secretary Pro Tem if she could post the next meeting for Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, Janine. Can you post it, please?
I'll do that right now. Same call-in information. And
yeah, same call-in information.
We'll do a... Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, people. I thought this was a very productive meeting. Kind of lengthy, but productive. I think it needed to be lengthy today. Renee, we really appreciate all the work that you do. But we also want to remind you of our concerns in regards to the implementation of the bylaws, Article 4, Section 6, in particular. And you took that to heart. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes, you may.
Next Monday's meeting is the meeting of the task force with Renee, right? Not the full committee meeting.
That's. I'm glad you asked that question because I was thinking that we could merge both the elections committee and the task force.
I think that's a good. That's a good thing. We should start now.
Okay. Does that answer your question? And then I'm gonna go to Janine. Serene.
Tell me again. What you just agreed to.
I'm not clear on that, but
I think it is.
Who's meeting, the committee or the task force?
It's going to be a combined meeting of the committee and the task force.
Janine to the staff.
Carolyn and Carolyn to the staff, please.
go ahead, Janine, and then Carolyn.
Well, I just wanted to say that's not the motion from Saturday, and I certainly missed some of this meeting because I had another call. But our motion, the motion that was accepted on Saturday, was that we, the task force or, a working group, list concerns for the PMB to address on Thursday or before, to do an open meeting before their closed meeting on Thursday. So I still think that we're missing an opportunity for the PNB to possibly act or give more resources or whatever needs to be done, because that was the original intent.
There has been some organic processes going on, Janine. In regards to the Thursday meeting, we have requested an emergency special meeting, and there's pushback, and I still have to defend my position on that. So there's pushback on that. So in regards to the motion, I think... go ahead, Carolyn.
I just wanted to ask whoever's doing dishes to please hold it up.
Hold on, please. I just
caught our camera. Yeah. I can't hear anything with the people doing dishes. Could people please mute while you're
working?
Someone's
been doing dishes throughout the whole meeting. And I just want to say I think you're very rude, whoever you are. Go ahead, Alan.
This is Janine. So it actually was a unanimous motion. So for us
but we have a problem with that motion. Renee would not be available. She is meeting with the GM at KPFT.
Right, but originally it was not necessarily something that
read the motion.
To be part
read the motion again. Read the motion.
Hold on just a moment. I emailed it to everyone at the beginning of this meeting in the same email thread. Hold on.
I'm sorry. Let me see if I can pull it up on my phone.
It's coming up right now. So the motion was that the PNB Elections Committee form a task force and or working group to itemize the grievances heard during the 8/21 open meeting, and also list any bylaws revisions or bylaws violations in order to call for an emergency open meeting at the PNB's closed session or before the PNB's closed session on 8/26 to address the violations and the concerns.
Okay, so that motion is in order, but we did what that motion is asking for. We created a task force. Renee is going to submit a list. We're going to submit a list So I believe that motion has been addressed.
Right, but who's, I'm sorry, you know, Lawrence, the thing is, it was my motion, okay? And the intent behind
That's
the
funny.
Motion was that we come up with a list and let the PNB know what issues we have so that they can, you know, address it. So if we let the PNB meet, you know, we're not even doing the list before the PNB meets. So, you know what I mean? Like, again, maybe I'm a little more focused on it. I'm a candidate, you know, but the whole idea is that now we have another week that's going to go by. And to me, these things are urgent. And so it has nothing to do with Renee. If Renee can't join us, I mean, certainly we can put the list together and run it by her, and the communication can be all open. But, you know, we were going to try to list out some of that so that the PNB can understand what the status is. And
okay,
even
so
if
we
it is just to submit it as an email to them.
We put a task force together, and so we are to come up with this. Renee's going to come up with a list. We're going to share our list. The PNB is pushing back already, and I have to look into that further. The PNB is pushing back already in regards to the calling for the emergency meeting. I mean, I've made motions, and I don't marry my motions because the likelihood of success is 50-50 either way, unless, so anyway, the reality on the ground is that we did do three quarters of that motion is asking for. Now, that we are having a problem with being able to secure an emergency meeting that if I post one, they're telling me I need 7 days notice to even call an emergency meeting, right? So that's one thing. And the 7 day notice will be Monday. So if I call that emergency meeting, we'll meet on Monday at 9 and we can get this together then. So that's the other option.
I'm sorry, but like, can we vote on that? Because, you know, my issue is that even if we don't have a meeting, that we provide
I have to go. I'm going to drop off now. I don't think this is relevant to me anyway. So can I?
No.
I'm sorry. I just need to go.
Yeah, Janine, go ahead, Janine. It's okay. Thank you, Renee.
Thanks, Renee. Good
thank
night.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
I don't mean to. Thank you, Renee. But
thank
it,
you,
it
Renee,
seems
yes.
like you're dictating the change in a motion that we had.
I'm not dictating nothing. Excuse me, Janine.
Well, I didn't mean to use that
anything.
Word, but I'm just
saying.
I'm saying
that three quarters of that motion has been implemented. The only thing that's not implemented is the list to the PNB, depending on if there was going to be an emergency special meeting. Now, I'm telling you, as a PNB director, I have gotten pushback that these meetings require 7 days notice. So that's the only part that's not implemented. The other hand,
well, even if it was next
is
Monday,
that there's a meeting at 9 a.m. on Monday, okay, that we could come up
well,
with the
I
list.
Object. I object not taking a vote and finding out who would like from the task force would like to meet before that time. I mean, because that was the original intent,
fine.
To have it as quickly as possible. I mean, I
well,
have to speak up for the candidates here, because I'm the only person on this in the committee that's a candidate.
You don't have to be a candidate to have skin in the game. I am. I have been advocating for the candidates, Janine, so I take exception to
that's why I'm being so diligent.
You
want to
take a vote, we'll go to a vote from the task force. I think... you know, the realities and the dreams are two different things. So I'm telling you the reality. I'm telling you that on Monday we will have a meeting at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We could come up with a list. We will notice an emergency meeting which requires 7 days for Monday the 30th. So that's it. So we'll go to a vote. whether to do that or to anyway, can somebody clarify? And we'll take a vote on behalf of the task force. So my suggestion is that we meet on Monday the 30th.
Huh.
We noticed a meeting today for an emergency meeting. I would notice that with the other directors, an emergency meeting of the PNB on Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern time, which would be 4 o'clock Pacific time. This way we could share the list of concerns that we came up with on Saturday, and also Renee will submit her list. So that's what's on the floor. Janine thinks that we should. Go ahead. Is that Serene? Go ahead, Serene. Hello? Am I muted?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was.
No, no one's answering. Mm.
I was muted. I'm sorry. I remuted myself. I'm wondering if we can just communicate by email with regard to providing the list, and all of those who are on this call should write to the PNB tonight and say that we do consider this quite urgent and would like them to meet on Thursday to take up what we have to this point. I mean, because if you're saying that you're getting pushback, the ballots are out. The next time you meet, the ballots will have been out for 2 weeks. The fact that there were only 250 votes at KPFK is I mean, I wouldn't have used the word only, right? Because if we end up with a threshold of, 60? Those are four seats that could be decided by those votes. I mean, you know, so I think the PNB needs to understand that we, at least, the 10 people or whoever's here, think it's urgent that they meet on Thursday.
I still have not gotten that list of concerns that we all put together on Saturday. I don't know. When are you able to send that, Janine?
It was my impression that the working group was going to put a list together. But that's fine.
Well,
what
came up with a list on Saturday?
Wait.
I would start the list. I have, I can do a Google document and make it available to everyone to add to. And I can start with the items that were mentioned on Saturday. But I will also post both meetings for Monday, but I do think it's worth urging them because the odds of getting them a quorum for next Monday is going to be difficult, whereas getting a quorum to address the issues before the special meeting
the
on Thursday might be easier.
It's a combined meeting. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean it's a combined meeting?
Lawrence, would you let your name finish? I missed her statement.
It's a task force meeting. So, I mean, fine. Urge the PNB, believe me. I often am swinging in the forest at trees that don't hit back. So, they do hit
right.
back.
Well, then that's. So, I'm glad you brought it up because now we can, you know, try to do our best to get them to address it. So I don't want to rule that out. And I'll list both meetings for Monday as well as a backup. Well, I can't list a PNB meeting.
You can.
Yes, you can.
You can list the elections committee meeting because you have posting privileges.
So this is
not the PNB meeting. The PNB meeting, the secretary does.
Okay, so then I would write to the secretary requesting it today.
I think you as a secretary pro tem, you have posting privileges to post the elections committee's task force meeting.
Right.
That's Monday.
Right, but what
I will communicate with the secretary. In regards to the PNB meeting, the emergency PNB meeting, for next Monday.
Okay, and then we're all going to put pressure on them to instead
Please
call
do.
It early.
Please do. So we know what she's talking about. She's been there.
Okay.
Remember, the squeaky oil gets the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
It can get pretty squeaky. Thank you.
Okay. Serene?
Yes, sir.
Was there anything else you wanted? I'm sorry. I know Carolyn also asked for the stack.
I don't do Google Docs, so I'm hoping it can just be just a straight email to everyone, and I can send you email address for anyone who was on this call whose address you may not have. And, you know, just send out the list as best you have it, and the rest of us can supplement it, and we'll have something together, certainly no later than, you know, Wednesday noon or something.
Okay. From a dictator like me.
Launch up on the stack, please.
Yeah, go ahead. I really, you know, with the kind of advocacy that I do, Janine, I really take objection to that remark that you made about me.
I just didn't understand. I just didn't understand, Lawrence. There's no, I know that you're propelling this forward, so I appreciate that. I didn't mean it that way, but it just seemed like decisions were being made and because we're trying to get off the call quickly, so...
No. If we were trying to get off the call quickly, we still wouldn't be on the call. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, two things. I was not on the last call. I would like a statement of whatever you all agreed to, that motion you just read out. I have never seen that because I wasn't on the list for some reason. Number two, you asked me to take some notes about what went on this evening, which I have done, and I'll get them to you. And I'll try to highlight somehow issues as they come up, so maybe you can just abstract from the notes what the issues are and edit them to suit what I misstated, if anything. And that might make it easier to get things done quickly. I'll try and get those done in a day or two.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Does that help?
Yeah, okay. That helps a lot. It helps you need me to get off the call.
But I need help, too, if I can give me a copy of that statement you voted on last time. I wasn't here. Thank you.
Okay.
Good meeting you.
So, are we done? I got to eat. I think I'm getting grouchy. So, I got to go eat.
And a good thing for all of us. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and we'll stay in touch. See you sooner than later.
Thank you, Lauren.
Have a happy Monday.
You too. Take care.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.